This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A broad group of Israeli political parties struck a fragile deal late Wednesday that could unseat longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Opposition leader Yair Lapid announced that he and his main opposition coalition partner, Naftali Bennett, came to an agreement shortly before a midnight deadline and prevented what could have been Israel's fifth consecutive election in just over 2 years. The agreement still needs to be approved by the Knesset or parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and a diverse array of partners that span the Israeli political spectrum will end Netanyahu's record-setting but divisive 12-year rule. Netanyahu is also on trial facing criminal corruption charges, but has denied any wrongdoing. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned about the nation splitting into two groups, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Biden has set a goal of vaccinating 70% of adults in the United States with at least one injection by July 4th, when the country celebrates its Independence Day. The rate is currently 63%, with COVID-19 vaccinations rates lagging, especially in some minority communities. Biden recommends the Shots at the Shop program, which includes more than 1,000 neighborhood barbers and hairstylists. The Biden administration and private companies are encouraging people to get vaccinated with incentives and fund rewards, including cash prizes from a national pharmacy chain and free groceries from a supermarket chain. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will discuss with Russian President Vladimir Putin later this month the harboring of cyber attackers like those believed to have targeted meatpacking giant JBS. The White House press secretary told reporters that Biden has launched a rapid strategic review of the attack that affected JBS operations in Australia and North America. Biden will meet with his Russian counterpart in Geneva on June 16th. As tensions between the two world powers have escalated over election meddling, human rights, and Russian aggression toward Ukraine, a U.S. subsidiary of the Brazilian meat processor told the U.S. government it received a ransom demand in the cyber attack it believes originated in Russia. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on three Bulgarians and 64 companies accused of planning to create a conduit for Russian political leaders to influence the Bulgarian government. The Treasury Department, in a statement, called the move its single biggest action targeting graft. Bulgaria ranks as the European Union's most corrupt member state, according to the Transparency International Advocacy Group. The Balkan country has repeatedly been criticized by the European Commission for failing to root out corruption and place a single high-ranking senior official behind bars. A large-scale fire broke out Wednesday at an oil refinery in the Iranian capital, Tehran. No immediate reports of anyone being hurt. In a separate incident Wednesday, an Iranian naval ship sank off the coast of Oman after catching fire. Firefighting efforts on the ship continued for 20 hours before it became submerged. All 400 people aboard were rescued, and just 20 reported minor injuries or burns. Peruvians will choose their new president amid a coronavirus pandemic that has even pushed cemeteries in the South American nation beyond capacity. The runoff election between rural teacher Pedro Castillo and career politician Keiko Fujimori comes on the heels of the Peruvian government's admission the pandemic's death toll is at least 2.5 times higher than previously acknowledged. The new assessment brings the estimate to more than 180 COVID-19 deaths. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.